It's time. You're listening to the National Edgar Allan Poe Theater on the Air. Sponsored in part by Baltimore's own Raven Beer, this ongoing series brings to your ears the best-known works from America's revered grandfather of horror and suspense. In this special episode of Poe Theater on the Air, we celebrate the anniversary of one of Poe's best-known poems, The Bells. Written in May 1848 and published posthumously in 1849, The Bells describes the cycle of adult life from excitement to joy to fear and ultimately to the sorrow and somberness of death. Our celebration today features a performance from Baltimore's Charm City Bronze Handbell Ensemble and concludes with a very special reading of The Bells by the renowned British actor Helen Atkinson Wood. We begin our program with a performance of Eric Satie's Gymnopédie No. 1 from the Charm City Bronze Handbell Ensemble. Founded in 2013 by artistic director Beau Lochte, the Charm City Bronze Handbell Ensemble is performed in venues ranging from the Rawlings Conservatory to the Pagoda in Patterson Park to Westminster Hall, the gravesite of Edgar Allan Poe. Their arrangement of Gymnopédie No. 1 features a distinctive sound of bells ringing, then being submerged in bowls filled with water, creating a dizzying bending of the pitch. And now, Poe Theater on the Air is proud to present Eric Satie's Gymnopédie No. 1 by the Charm City Bronze Handbell Ensemble. Our featured performance is a reading of The Bells by noted British actor Helen Atkinson Wood. Ms. Wood is an actor and presenter best known for creating the character of Mrs. Miggins in the classic BBC comedy Blackadder. A West End stage actor and presenter as well, Helen Atkinson Wood has been twice nominated by the British Comedy Awards as Best Female Comedy Performer. She is also an award-winning travel writer. And now, the Poe Theater on the Air presents Helen Atkinson Wood in a very special reading of The Bells by Edgar Allan Poe.
Hear the sledges with the bells, silver bells. What a world of merriment their melody foretells. How they tinkle, tinkle, tinkle in the icy air of night, while the stars that oversprinkle all the heavens seem to twinkle with a crystalline delight, keeping time, time, time in a sort of runic rhyme to the tintinnabulation that so musically wells from the bells, 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 from the jingling and the tinkling of the bells. Hear the mellow wedding bells, golden bells. What a world of happiness their harmony foretells. Through the balmy air of night, how they ring out their delight from the molten golden notes. And all in tune, what a liquid ditty floats to the turtle dove that listens while she gloats on the moon. Oh, from out the sounding cells, what a gush of euphony voluminously wells, how it swells, how it dwells on the future, how it tells of the rapture that impels to the swinging and the ringing of the bells, 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 of the bells, 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 to the rhyming and the chiming of the bells. Hear the loud alarum bells, brazen bells. What a tale of terror now their turbulency tells. In the startled ear of night, how they scream out their affright. Too much horrified to speak, they can only shriek, shriek out of tune, in a clamorous appealing to the mercy of the fire, in a mad expostulation with the deaf and frantic fire, leaping higher, 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 with a desperate desire and a resolute endeavour, now, now to sit or never, by the side of the pale-faced moon. Oh, the bells, 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 what a tale their terror tells of despair, how they clang and clash and roar, what a horror they outpour on the bosom of the palpitating air. Yet the ear, it fully knows, by the twanging and the clanging, how the danger ebbs and flows. Yet the ear distinctly tells, in the jangling and the wrangling, how the danger sinks and swells. By the sinking or the swelling in the anger of the bells, of the bells, of the bells, 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 in the clamour and the clangour of the bells. Hear the tolling of the bells, iron bells. What a world of solemn thought their monody compels. In the silence of the night, how we shiver with affright at the melancholy meaning of their tone. For every sound that floats from the rust within their throats is a groan, and the people, ah, the people, they that dwell up in the steeple all alone, and who, tolling, 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 in that muffled monotone, feel a glory in so rolling on the human heart a stone. They are neither man nor woman. They are neither brute nor human. They are ghouls. And their king it is who tolls. And he rolls. rolls, 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 rolls. A paean from the bells, and his merry bosom swells with the paean of the bells, and he dances and he yells, keeping time, time, time in a sort of runic rhyme to the paean of the bells, keeping time, time, time in a sort of runic rhyme to the throbbing of the bells, 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 to the sobbing of the bells, keeping time, time, time as he knells, knells, knells in a happy runic rhyme to the rolling of the bells, 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 to the tolling of the bells, 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 to the moaning and the groaning of the bells.
You've been listening to the National Edgar Allan Poe Theater on the Air and our special celebration of the anniversary of Poe's writing of The Bells. The Bells was read by Helen Atkinson Wood, with an opening performance from the Charm City Bronze Handbell Ensemble of Baltimore. More information on the Charm City Bronze Handbell Ensemble can be found on the web at www.charmcitybronze.org. The Bells was directed by Alex Avestovich and produced by Ty Ford. Poe Theater on the Air theme by Greg Martin. The National Edgar Allan Poe Theater on the Air is sponsored in part by Baltimore's own Raven Beer, purveyors of Poe-inspired craft beer. More information can be found on the web at www.ravenbeer.com. More information on the National Edgar Allan Poe Theater on the Air, including how you can support the organization, can be found at www.poetheater.org. Until next time, this is Alex Avestovich reminding you that all that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream.